Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for July the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio, the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, the absolute solution. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is no doubt in order, and we need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio, unique columnist content, and more. Without further ado, we're going to quickly recap yesterday's broadcast and then launch into our guest and the news the networks refused to use today. We talked about Bill Cosby. I drugged women for sex. Well, that's fine, but he's innocent until proven guilty, although that is a court proceedings admission, so says the Associated Press. Bill Clinton, quote, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. All right, fine, you got both bills. The treatment between the two of the mainstream press, startling. Yeah. What's that, selective prosecution? Destroy someone in the court of public opinion? Why the big difference between the two, huh? Well, let's hold both Bill Cosby and Bill Clinton accountable for their rapes. Let's go ahead and, you know, use the courts and find out the truth and get to the bottom of it and give them a trial. The Constitution calls for that. And if they're guilty, throw the book at them. Got it? Donald Trump doubles down on controversial immigration comments in searing statement. O'Reilly explodes, defends Trump. About woman allegedly killed by illegal immigrant. I guess he crossed the border five times now, they're documenting in the Associated Press. The Mexican government, says Donald Trump, is forcing their most unwanted people into the United States. That's a fact. In other words, the worst elements in Mexico are being pushed into the United States by the Mexican government. And then I said, I appreciate Donald standing up and saying that, and Bill O'Reilly saying that, but they're not telling you the whole story. What about the United States government in bed with the Mexican government to do that? What about drug trafficking backed by the United States government in bed with drug cartels? You don't believe me? Go study Fast and Furious. Go study the CIA. Go study Iran-Contra. Go study, it goes on and on and on and on. The MENA Arkansas drug connection. Okay, so I appreciate that they're willing to tell you part of the story, but why aren't they taking off the gloves and telling the whole story about the United States government and the CIA and black op government officials right at the heart of it all? Huh? All right, just wondering. Ted Cruz, his presidential campaign, says supporters donated $51 million, according to Washington Reuters. So while you and I are talking about border crossings and illegal aliens and the right to keep and bear arms and government bureaucrats, drug dealing, and the list goes on and on. I guess Ted Cruz just wants to raise money, huh? Yeah, the DNC's target number one, attack Rand Paul. All right, well, Rand Paul's not speaking out too boldly either, really, as far as I can tell. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live, hour two. We had our guest on, Mr. Patrick Simmons, National Right to Work. Righttowork.org is the website. We talked about Republican of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, heads into the 2016 race with wins on gun sales and union dues. Well, good for him. We need somebody to speak out and defend our right to keep and bear arms, by golly. Russell Wilson and Kira, no sex before marriage. Ah, good for them. They say pray for us. Even better for them. I hope they last. I hope it works. It'll bless their lives, I can tell you that. Where's the mainstream press when you need them to defend modesty and morality and integrity and God's laws, huh? They're nowhere to be found. Harvard graduate will pay $10,000 to find a girlfriend. I submit maybe instead of paying $10,000, maybe avoid the bars and maybe go to church and see if you can't find a companion. What do you think about that idea? If he goes to church, serves others, he's very kind, and pretty soon somebody will introduce him to somebody and he can save $10,000, then the likelihood of avoiding the gold diggers might be a little better. You know what I'm talking about? Just saying. Man shoots off firework from the top of his head. Ooh, he died instantly. Go figure. Don't try that at home, huh? And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Today, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Kurt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Our guest today, Mr. Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. Welcome back, sir.
Good to be with you, gentlemen.
Oh, we got so much to discuss, it's hard to know where to even start. Let's just start with this. They say that the United States Supreme Court gay marriage ruling might set the stage for concealed carry permits across the country. The idea is kind of simple. It basically says, hey, if the federal government can force the states to back gay marriage as if they have the authority, well, the federal government says you have the right to keep and bear arms, and that shall not be infringed, and can states go against that? And are all these laws in the books that go against that and null and void too? And so they can't have it both ways. Larry, what do you say?
Well, our attorneys have gotten back to us essentially saying, yeah, they'll insist on having it both ways. That's how two-faced they are. And they would recommend strongly against anybody acting as if the Supreme Court thought in a logical, sequential fashion. They do everything on a case-by-case basis, depending on what they had for breakfast that morning. So we would advise people not to subject themselves to the vagaries of these court decisions, because we don't know until the decision comes down what they will say. We know what the Constitution says. Six states that have constitutional carry, well, six if Governor LePage signs Maine's law, a bill into law today, that say you can carry without a permit whatsoever, constitutional carry, they get it right. But anything else really is kind of ignoring, to use a nice word, the Constitution.
So where do we go from here? On one hand, you don't want to depend on that. On one hand, and here's the problem that I see. I think everybody's confused on how to go about things. What I mean by that is they want to just back one issue into another issue into another issue into another issue. And what you do when you do that is you ignore the rule of law, you ignore moral principle, you ignore God-given guidance, if you will. You ignore hundreds of years of history, and then you just run around all confused and you get trapped. And what I always encourage people to do is focus on principle, Larry Pratt. And so let's just take one issue at a time. Your right to keep and bear arms. First off, it's God-given right of self-defense. Biblically speaking, that stands correct. And thank heavens the founders codified that as one of the Bill of Rights, or in the Constitution equivalent, if you will. Hey, you have a right to keep and bear arms, and that shall not be infringed. Government, keep your hands off at all levels. And that principle is backed by God. So to stand for your right to keep and bear arms and that will not be infringed is not only backed by God, but backed by the proper role of limited government. So anybody who wants to change that, I submit to you, based on principle, they're wrong. Is that a good stance?
You're right that that's the right approach to be taking in the rest of the states that haven't got it right yet. This is something where we should be laying out the full basis for the right to keep and bear arms. And, you know, we can point to so many places where the government, presuming to know if and when one of the subjects can get a gun, works out horribly. The example in New Jersey of a woman that was waiting for her approval to go buy a gun. And while she was waiting, her ex came and knifed her to death. Arguably, had she had the gun, it would have turned out rather differently. Of course, she would have had to have been carrying it, because this was in a, as I recall, a public place, and getting a carry permit in Jersey, she was just waiting for the permit to buy the gun. I don't want to confuse people in free states like Utah that realize that not only can you buy a gun from certainly a private person without any paperwork whatsoever, but you can carry in Utah within the state of Utah without a permit. And it's totally different in one of the non-free states like New Jersey. So those kinds of horrible examples, I think, make it clear that the government gets it wrong, we get it right, and we've really got to be pushing for that.
And based on principle, we need to take every issue, one issue at a time, and find out what is God's view, what is the historical correct view, what is the view of the founders, and where does the supreme law stand on that issue? And we can intelligently go from there. I'll give you some examples. Sanctuary cities. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds.
Sure.
That's a hot topic, to say the least. We'll talk about the Republicans in bed with the Barack administration working on maybe revisiting some more abuse of your gun rights. We'll do it in seconds with Larry Pratt, gunowners.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And Liberty Roundtable is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys, says Joyce Rowley of the political show, The Power Hour. And we're grateful for her support and involvement and friendship. And I'm telling you, go to thepowermall.com and do business with the good guys. They've got incredible products, incredible deals. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. All right. Larry Pratt, our guest, gunowners.org. I am a lifetime member and highly recommend you become a lifetime member of gunowners.org today. That's gunowners.org. Now, the Supreme Court, well, some people are saying their recent decision on the gay marriage really means you have a right to keep and bear arms, and the court would back that. Larry Pratt and his attorney saying that isn't true. They just simply do whatever they want to. Case by case, they're out of control. He's right as rain on that. We need to base our views on principle, and if we do, we can be correct every time. Okay, so Obama and senators are now wanting to resurrect the gun ban, aren't they, Larry?
They're talking about it, Sam, and if the president can find a way administratively, he will do so. I think he's somewhat restricted because money can be cut off. It actually was cut off on one of his parries in the past. But you got to give the guy credit. As much as I disagree with all of his policies, he doesn't wilt when he loses a battle. He's in it for the campaign, for the war. And so often our guys, I guess in quotes, go out to battle, they lose a skirmish, and they say, oh, never mind, it's too hard. And that's the end. But Obama just keeps slogging on. So I think we need to learn something from that example. It would be nice to see that kind of tenacity applied to something that was righteous, something that was constitutional. I guess it's the lack of thinking that way that inclines so many of the Republican establishment to wilt after the first sound of battle. It's going to be.
And even if we win one, not only do we wilt after the sound of every battle or whatever, but even if we win one, we spend so much time celebrating on our end of the court, they hammer dunk on the other end.
Well, I'm afraid that's probably true, too. And then when they see somebody like a Scott Walker or a Ted Cruz who's in it for the fight and thinks the way they do in that sense, the only time you see the Republican establishment really fight hard, even dirty, is against somebody like those two guys.
Yeah, in other words, against the peer of their own who actually consider the platform to have relevance.
Imagine actually believing in the Republican platform. What a heresy. What a blasphemy. You're just supposed to use that at the country club, don't you know?
Now the gun right battle is on, folks, and you better smell the coffee or smell the roses, as they say. You better get involved with gunowners.org and help them fight this battle because they're the only true non-compromised gun lobby that I know of in America today that has backbone and honor. Gunowners.org. Become a lifetime member. I am, and highly recommend you become one as well. Now, I want to tie this viewing our or basing our views on principle. You can be right every time if you do so. Idea to this gun issue. So the government and God says I have a right to self defense and to have a gun, and so no matter what, I'm going to stand on that. And I'm going to stand against any city or any state who tries to infringe on that because it's in the rule of law, the supreme law, and you can't just change the supreme law. All right, now, let's take this discussion to the fact that illegals account for nearly 37% of federal sentences. Now, we can debate all day long if there should be all these kind of sentences on the federal level. That's a different constitutional discussion. However, that's well over a third. And we need to stand against sanctuary cities, ladies and gentlemen, and sanctuary city policies. Now, a guy called me up and he said, Sam, the Republicans are trying to get rid of sanctuary cities. We got to keep them. What will happen is the government will then use that sanctuary city of idea where they defy federal authority, so to speak, and where they then will back into saying, well, if the states can do that and you get rid of that, then, well, they can't decide what to do on guns either, and it'll be a slippery slope and we'll be in trouble. And my response is, no, I disagree. Look, sanctuary cities means cities are going to back illegality. Okay, so when you go back to principle, Larry Pratt, you say, I'm going to set aside the gun discussion. We all know that I stand for the right to keep and bear arms, and that will not be infringed. And anybody who tries to infringe on that, I will stand against based on principle. Take the same thing with illegal immigration and say this. Hey, man, I've driven all the way from Montana to Texas, and there's plenty of room, so I'm fine for people to come to America. I'm not a racist. I'm not against any nationality. If they're good people, they're friends of mine, and I want them to come and do well and prosper and dream the American dream. However, that doesn't mean that we should back illegality. The issue here isn't race. It isn't people wanting a better life. Those are good goals, and we should have an appropriate immigration policy legally. But illegal is the discussion, sir, and we're not going to back illegality based on principle.
Absolutely. You know, for all of his shortcomings, and I'm certainly not ready to sign up for the Donald Trump for president, he hit a nerve when he called the establishment out on their illegal immigration softness, their willingness to support amnesty, their willingness to tolerate the coming into the country of so many criminals among the illegals, actual violent criminals who were doing more than just violating the border law. And, what a two-facedness we see on the part of the establishment. You ask them, and most of them seem to be aware that if any one of us were to go to Mexico without proper paperwork and we get apprehended, we'll spend some time in their clink, and then we're deported.
And not only are they aware, but they act like that's okay.
That's okay. But for us to do the same thing somehow is racist. Well, you know what? You can take that racist word and just shove it down the throat because it's only good for gagging on.
Now, let's be very clear. And I'm not trying to call you out, Larry, but I do want to make a vital point so that in this broadcast, when they try to say you and I are racist because we're both white, your wife's not white, right?
She's from Central America.
Okay. So it isn't a matter of whether we are okay with other races. It's a matter of legality, right? I mean, isn't that the clear point here?
That, in fact, I thought was the
only point.
Solid point that Ted Cruz made in interviews with Katie Couric and Jose Ramos, that it's not about, when he was talking about the two Supreme Court rulings, he never even got into the weeds of the merits of the particular issue of whether sodomy is a good idea or not or anything like that. He said, we're talking about the Constitution, about the rule of law. And when people come here illegally, then they have violated the law.
So let's stand on principle and say this. You know what? The border needs to be protected by the federal government for national security. That's a job constitutionally they have authority over, and they're not getting the job done, and we need to demand they do. Secondarily, any city that wants to get in bed with the federal government and ignore the border and violate the law, we need to be against that as well. The truth is, hey, we need to create new laws on the books that close the illegal door, slam that sucker shut, and appropriately open the door for people who want to come here for the right reasons, who are willing to obey the law and come here. The problem is we've got this psychotic federal policy, and then cities get in bed with that psychotic federal policy and violate the law as well. And we stand against the law breaking by the feds and by the cities and stand for appropriate national defense, right?
If we don't insist that the government follow the law and require that people coming into the country do so lawfully, then what happened to that poor woman in San Francisco is going to happen and is happening
all over the country. We're going to get to that and more. I want to discuss this based on principle a little bit more, because you can't fall for the trap that, if we go one way on this issue, it's going to set the stage for that other issue. That isn't true if we're smart, if we stand on principle. Larry Pratt with us, gunowners.org. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by Liberty News Radio and Republic Broadcasting Networks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm doubling down on this because I think it's vital to understand. We need to educate people to proper principle. Otherwise, they just blow around in the wind all confused, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get all charged up on these different issues and melt down and go, oh my goodness, we got to do this and that. And don't flop around on a knee-jerk reaction and look at things incorrectly. You got to look at principle every time. You got to take every issue as a single issue, and you got to triple down on it and say, all right, what's correct? What's God's view? What's God's law? What's the government view? Which is proper? What does the supreme law say? And you got to understand these principles so that you can back into this. Your right to keep and bear arms, it's clear. God gave you the right, and so does the proper role of limited, constitutional, supreme law of the land government. So you always stand with the right to keep and bear arms, and that shall not be infringed. Clear. Next topic, immigration. Look, the federal government has a national security responsibility to defend the borders and protect us and to make sure that horrible elements don't enter America illegally. I don't care what the color is. We're talking about illegally. Okay? So we stand against the federal government when they don't do their job there. Now, sanctuary cities are nothing but a secondary. Cities are backing the illegality of the feds and the illegal aliens. Stand against sanctuary cities. Now, here's the debate, though. Don't be fearful that that's going to be applied to the gun rights issue. If we stand on principle and if we work hard, it won't, and at least we can be right based on principle. Now, to make matters worse, the Republicans are now attacking sanctuary cities, but, listen carefully, for all the wrong reasons. What they want to say is we're going to hold these cities accountable, and hopefully that'll back into holding the federal government accountable. I believe they've got it all wrong. The federal government breakdown and disobedience to the rule of law has caused these cities to follow suit. So what you got to do is you got to fix the federal government's job and responsibilities, Larry Pratt, and cities don't really even have the problem, now do they?
No, and some of the worst of the cities are only to be compared to Greece. They're economic basket cases. They're run by Democrats, which is the same as the socialists in Europe. They've run these jurisdictions into the ground, and the societies in those cities is crumbling. It's violent, it's nasty, it's ugly, it's poor, and that's what Democrats do. And until the Republicans get enough backbone to say, you know what, we're not going to send any more federal money to these cities until they straighten up. And
well, they should, based on principle, they should say we're never going to send any federal money to any city under any circumstances.
There's no constitutional warrant for sending a dime to any of these places. You're absolutely right.
And these cities should simply say just because the Fed's disobeying the law, that doesn't mean we will. So we stand against sanctuary cities. Now, I realize people are going to say, well, that could then dovetail into these other issues. I submit you got to reject that to set the viewer. You never have any standard by which to measure anything. The truth is it's against the law when a city violates the law and when the feds violate the law. Now, if we say the law's not working, we got too big of an illegal door going on and too little of a, quote, legal door. Well, I'll agree with that 1,000%. We need to fix it. Okay, I'm for people come to America, but I'm not for them to come to America if they're criminals. Okay, we got to have a vetting process at the border to take care of that. We got to then reward people to come for the right reasons. We got to set up a sponsorship program where a business or an individual could sponsor somebody so they don't end up a ward of the state or depending on federal and or state and or city socialist programs. Okay, we can fix this, but it's going to take some real candid discussion, and it needs to be a based on principle discussion every time, Larry Pratt. Now, if I broke this down correctly, what do you say?
I think that's what we need to be, especially speaking to the Republican establishment. They need to hear that, you know what, the principles that you say you're for actually work, and that if you were to implement them or to seek to implement them, you would actually be popular. You're on the verge, as you are now, because of your fecklessness, of just being swept away in voter disgust.
Let me give you another example to make the point. A headline says, San Francisco illegal alien killer. Now, they didn't say that. I added the illegal alien because that's the poignant point here. But San Francisco killer used Fed's gun for the killing. I guess the story goes he found it wrapped up on the pier, grabbed it, and shot somebody in now claiming it was an accident. But the problem is severalfold. One, you got the federal government ignoring the border. This guy's entered the country 5 times illegally. It isn't a racial issue. Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., black sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, complains about this all the time.
Yep.
So does Arizona sheriff in Phoenix.
Joe Arpaio.
Joe Arpaio say this all the time. So does Sheriff Richard Mack. So do many other sheriffs. Okay, and so the problem is, one, the protection of the border, the feds failed. Number two, what does this federal officer have a gun for in the first place? And number three, how did this federal officer be so laxed on his gun that this thug got it? Okay, we got all kinds of problems. Then the sanctuary city of San Francisco, again, just aid and abets this illegal process, supposedly because if you stand against it, you're a racist. The media in bed with this whole deceptive agenda, too. That's why you've got to ferret this out one issue at a time. Should the Fed have had a gun in the first place? No. Good. That would have solved the problem. Should the feds have protected the border and this thug should have never been able to enter America? Not 5 times, but even once? That's right. Should we have a sanctuary city protecting illegals that allowed this guy to be released? Of course not. So see, every time, if you look at principle, it's easy to be right. Larry, it's not a matter of Sam Bushman's always right. It's a matter of if you stand with the supreme law, you stand with God's law, how do you go wrong, sir?
And I think if we continue this line of thinking, will realize that these gun-free zones that the feds still have on the books and states have here and there, for instance, the gun-free zone that was on the books in South Carolina, if a church leadership did not want to have concealed carry in their church, then no guns were allowed. And the irony is that the church and the pastor in Charleston, where the shooting occurred and the pastor and 8 others were murdered, they had been disarmed by their pastor, a state senator who was very supportive of these anti-self-defense kinds of laws. And now these ideas then have consequences, and that's what we ought to take away from this. I'm not saying that the pastor was responsible for his own death. That was the murderer.
And we're also not saying that on private property that you can't say whatever you want to. He can, but he just they'll end up maybe suffering the consequences, right?
Well, and it's possible that there would be states that would say, look, if you're open to the public, even though you own that as private property, you've got to allow concealed carry unless you're, going to have some kind of airport security where you disarm truly everybody that comes into the venue. So you can't have it both ways. Either spend a lot of money on protecting people who are disarmed by your decree, or you abide by the law of the state, which may well provide for armed persons being in your establishment.
And that's where, when laws conflict, you always go to the higher law, which is this right to self-defense. The whole purpose is life, liberty, and property. Life's first, sir.
Thank you. That, it seems to me, trumps all other laws when it comes down to it. So my right to life transcends the right of some property owner to be stuck on stupid and allow people to come into his establishment claiming that no guns are allowed, and not doing anything to keep bad guys from coming in with guns.
Now, it could be said, though, that as long as people know the policy, you can choose not to go to that church if you want to, and property rights still would stand. Either way, though, the point is it's based on principle every time. You can think through these things. You can be right. And the problem is, you know what? The Republicans and Democrats are both wrong on sanctuary cities. Mm-hmm. The Democrats are wrong because they flat out back illegality. The Republicans are wrong because, look, the cities and their sanctuary status are in response to lax federal border issues. They're just saying, we're overwhelmed. We don't have the staff. We don't have the money. We don't have the ability. If the feds are fine with them coming in, who are we to debate them? We'll lose money if we don't do some of the things the feds supposedly want, which, on one hand, the feds act like they're against sanctuary cities, but at the same time, they're the ones that virtually backdoor created them. And so you got this problem. You got to stand on principle. This is not hard to figure out. And by the way, the immigration issue is not hard to resolve.
No, it's not. It has been done by Mexico itself on their southern border. They're serious about protecting their border. In fact, if you and I were to come in from the north without proper paperwork, it would require going through some relatively deserted area, because any checkpoint, they're going to be looking at our papers.
Well, they even have a checkpoint a couple of hundred miles in just to make sure even if you get that far, they'll stop you again, sir.
Exactly. They're serious about protecting Mexico, and as I say, particularly on the south, because they don't want the same illegals that are bothering us here in the United States even passing through Mexico.
Well, they've got a little bit of an underground railroad to pass from the southern border to the northern border, as long as they guarantee you do continue on. Other than that, you're right, but it's kind of an underground railroad, so to speak, too.
To a certain extent. And the Mexican elite is only really concerned about getting their unwanted into the United States. So, yeah, if you come from the south of Mexico, beyond Mexico, you'd better be in some railroad, because if you get off that railroad, buddy, they're going to
clean your clock.
Not nicely.
All right. When we get back, I want to know, is this discussion by Donald Trump, Bill O'Reilly, and many others who are speaking common sense. Now, Trump's comments may be over the top, but the points are correct. We need to separate we can't shoot the messenger is the point. Does this relate to the discussion on Fast and Furious? We'll talk about it with Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile, based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, a listener just emailed me, LarryPrattGunOwners.org, and he said, hey, man, that federal gun, wasn't it in a gun-free zone that this illegal immigrant grabbed and murdered this lady with? Wasn't that a gun-free zone there in San Fran?
not as a matter of stated policy, but yeah.
But by de facto, based on the abusive laws, this, quote, exactly. Sanctuary city has adopted, right?
Exactly. You're not free to carry a firearm without permission of the sheriff, and the sheriff in San Francisco is a liberal loon.
All right. There you have it. We got to base our views on principle. Now, is this going to affect... Or is this discussion going to roll into Operation Fast and Furious? See, the problem I have with Donald Trump and a lot of these, quote, national figures or international figures, these rich cats, these insiders, so to speak, and I believe Trump to be one of them personally. I believe he's just a spoiler in the campaign. What he wants to do is be so polarizing and so belligerent on an issue that instead of taking the real points that he's made, the issue just gets obliterated, blown up, and swept under the bus kind of an idea. But that's another topic. Suffice it to say, he's bringing this up. But he's not going far enough to say the United States is in bed with Mexico dealing drugs. The United States and the CIA and the FBI and the BATF are all involved in Operation Fast and Furious and arming the enemy while creating a tunnel for drugs to roll in under this idea that, well, we want to let this crime syndicate continue, but don't worry, they're going to help us bust a bigger crime syndicate. It's all documented in the San Jose Mercury News, in the Dallas Morning News, in the Denver Post, in all kinds of organizations. We see the CIA, the FBI, the BATF, they're all drug running and gun running and such, and Operation Fast and Furious is at the heart of it. You think they're going to really touch on the real deal, sir?
Well, they make a problem so that they can solve it, and that seems to be the MO of liberal big government thinking, and it's really very, very dangerous, and this poor woman in San Francisco perhaps will become the icon for what we should be seeking to get rid of. But as you say, the principle is that we don't allow the federal government to stick its nose in these areas, and that conversely, we insist on the federal government doing that which it has been tasked to do, which is not much, but one of those is to protect the border, something which they steadfastly refuse to do. They really don't give a rip that that woman was murdered as a result of their policies, not at the federal level and at the sanctuary city level. Politicians have her blood on their hands, and they don't care, and they haven't really been called out for it. So, you know, I share your view of Donald Trump, but at least he has forced a discussion, which is something that hadn't occurred before.
You're right as rain on that, and that's the reason that I bring it up like that is for us to be careful of Trump, but at the same time, correctly point out that he is right, and also point out this reality that, ladies and gentlemen, even if he doesn't make the point, if we push hard enough, we can force the point to be made. Nevertheless, look, this operation or ATF gunwalking scandal that turned into the new name, Operation Fast and Furious, we need to force that to be part of Donald and everybody else's discussion, and we need to push for accountability. That's where the real change starts.
That's exactly right. Trump has gone after, rightly, some of the symptoms of a problem, and it's up to us to connect the rest of the dots and get to the underlying principles. And at least...
And good on him for it, sir.
Sorry?
And good on him for it.
Exactly right. It hadn't happened until he opened his mouth, a big one indeed. And it's now the politicians are kind of scurrying about trying to figure out what do they do now. And it has also, I think, opened the door for people like Cruz, who took the opportunity to confront Jose Ramos on his network, Fusion, it's actually a spinoff of Univision, and Katie Couric on Yahoo News.com or something like that, how far she has fallen, though, from being one of the three major anchorettes to on a you have to have a computer and know. I didn't even know there was a YahooNews.com until I got a Ted Cruz email saying that he was going mano a mano with Katie Couric. So he probably boosted her ratings immeasurably.
All right, we got good news at least about gun sales, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Larry. They say that they've spiked in June of this year. They say it was a hot summer for the gun industry. Now, one of the things that you might think encourages gun sales, most folks would kind of prefer this not to be around, but the June 17th murder of the 9 black parishioners, they say, well, things like this kind of tend to move the sales of guns up. Now, the way they figure this out is the FBI and their little background check data. They tell you how many, you know, spikes, if you will, they've seen. But they say that the FBI conducted nearly 1.53 million background checks. And they remind you those are required for all in-store purchases.
And that's in 1 month?
They say, yep, they say not for sales at gun shows or individuals. That's the highest volume, they say, of checks in June since 1999 when the FBI started keeping track.
Mm-hmm. Well, it shows that people are thinking rationally. They're seeing that...
Hey, when you're scared for your life, sir, it provokes rational thought, right?
Yeah. Government didn't do anything to protect the people in that church. Government didn't do anything to protect that woman in San Francisco.
In fact, all the government policies did is leave the people vulnerable because criminals don't obey laws.
That, I think, is something that increasingly people are coming to believe. They're seeing that, unlike before, when surveys were taken in decades past, that people would answer the question, should we have more gun control? Pretty good majority would say yes. Now, people are even skeptical of the background check. They realize that background checks don't work, and those that are thinking about it even more realize that it's unconstitutional. It gives information to the government that the government shouldn't have. And after the NSA scandal, we know that we can't trust the government. We should have known that all along, but it's easier and easier to make that point. And so I think the government's claims for legitimate control over these key areas of our lives is starting to become almost a laugh line.
And the Republicans need to appropriately say, look, feds, you're not doing your job. We're going to demand you do your job and protect the border. It's a national security issue. You're allowing a crisis to be created. We stand against the feds violating the law. We stand against sanctuary cities violating the law. And we demand you get out of our right of self-defense. You're doing all the wrong things, government, and we need to demand that. We need to be very clear on our insistence based on principle, and we need to simply replace those who simply won't come to the dance.
And, you know, the government does have a certain amount of, you can shame them. There was the doctor in the no-gun hospital that used his gun to stop a guy that was trying to kill him, actually had wounded him. There was the guy that used a gun in a no-gun mall in Oregon that stopped a mass murderer in his tracks. So we have these examples of people, the Uber drivers in Chicago that have used a gun against Uber's policy, although they had legal concealed carry guns, to stop murderers in Chicago. And I think people are coming to the point that, as you were saying earlier, my right to life transcends some stupid politician's right to legislate unreal legislation. These are not real laws. These are just expressions of political ignorance, and people don't feel bound to obey them.
All right, there you have it. What is the thing that we should be focused on in this? I've done my best to kind of break it down on an educational point of view to understand things based on principle. I think we need to be against sanctuary cities and against all illegality that conflicts with the supreme law. But where can we focus the most to preserve our gun rights with the Republicans in bed with the Barack and really trying to think about a new gun ban, et cetera? How do we best stand against this stuff, sir?
Well, the operating principle was articulated by the late Senator Everett Dirksen, who was fond of saying that when I feel the heat, I see the light. And so we operate in order to help them feel the heat here in Washington. We do it with postcards that we send to people. We do it with email that we insert into alerts that people can send to their elected officials. And just urge people, go to gunowners.org and get on that email list. It's a freebie, and it does make a difference. When the NRA was pushing gun control legislation after Sandy Hook, it was the folks that got our email that just absolutely burned up the phone lines on Capitol Hill that the gun control push came to a screeching halt. A week after we put out those emails urging people to call the NRA and urge them to change their policy.
And so so you guys may believe NRA is much bigger. Stand with the NRA, not gun owners. My response is the NRA, oftentimes it gets it wrong. Oftentimes the backbone of the NRA comes from gun owners. So understand who we are and the influence that we have. It is tremendous. Larry Pratt, I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend all of our listeners become a lifetime member of gunowners.org. Thank you, my friend. Godspeed.
Thank you, Sam.
There he goes. Larry Pratt, always doing a great job, breaking it down, sound on principle. We just got to keep at it, folks. If enough of us Americans get together, there ain't no stopping us. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. You want to turn your phone into a radio? Smile and dial 712-432-5339. Any phone, anytime, anywhere. Turn your phone into a radio. 712-432-5339. We're live and on demand on the Roku player. Look at the special interest section of the Roku for the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on demand radio free at your fingertips. Ladies and gentlemen, we the people can restore America. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to donate. This nation shall endure.